Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Amazayin Siman Aleph. We left off yesterday that the reason why Chazal instituted the Seilas Adayim, we had multiple reasons we gave before. But when they set it up along the lines and paralleling some of the halachas of using a kli in the process of tahara, like you find by the Mechatos. So over there, so the Chayyim is going to point out three parallels between the halachas of the water of the Paraduma and the halacha of the Tisadayim. So the Paraduma process, after you process the Paraduma, the animal, and it's burnt into ash, it's stored in the Beis Hamikdash. The ash is stored. When a person who has become tamei through direct some type of way of accepting tumah from a mace, so he only becomes tor if you use the ash of the paraduma together with water, which is drawn into a kli, and you sprinkle that onto the person. So the halacha of kli, shames and tzarach lemechatas kli. There has to be a kli by the water of that's used for this process. Now it's called mechatos. Rashi explains it's not because it's a carpet chatos, but the word chatos also means chituk, to cleanse something. So the Torah is using the word mechatos in the sense of it's a cleansing process from the tumah of tumas mace. It says manasan mayim chayim al keli. There's a requirement of a kli. The person has to do it. It has to be done under the power of a human being. The placing it, the over there, it's putting it into the kli. Over here, it's referring to the pouring from the kli onto the person's hands. And furthermore, the water, if the water has been used for other purposes. Or alternatively, even if a person is over there, the halacha is even if a person is doing halacha while he's drawing the water, not related to the water, but the fact that there's an idea of it's been used for something, passes the water. So by the Seilas Adayim, we're going to have something which is not exactly the same, but it's parallel. So the same way we find these three halachas by the Mechatos, the water used with the Paraduma, so we require these three things by Nitzil Sadaim as well. That a kli has to be used, it has to be a valid kli. It has to be Kar Gavra, and it cannot be that the water was used for other purposes. The Chayyim is going to expand and expound upon each one of these ideas. So he starts with the Lach of Kli, and that's what this. The whole klal is about the halachas of kli. The fikha in not lending yadayim ela b'kli. So a person must use the kli for the Seilas Adayim. V'chol kelim k'sherim v'atshiyu asuyim l'kabel mashka. Even though we find in certain areas of halacha that there's a difference between what material the keli is made out of. It's made out of, for example, in regards to hichus tuma, kelim which are made out of stone are not l'kabel tuma. Kli cheres or mekabel tuma, kli eitz, kli mateches, whether it's wood, whether it's metal, or mekabel tuma, but a keli made out of stone, or made out of mud, which has not been baked in a furnace. You take the clay and you can shape it, and for certain purposes that'd be a valid kli, but even though you have not put it into the kiln to fire it. Which then changes.